song is so good. How about our sister? Let's sing this song again. Let's sing this song again.
我们再来唱一遍。
No, we need this. We need some singing.
我们需要来唱，我们需要来唱诗。
Because as I told you before, one day when we get to heaven,
因为我以前跟你们说过，有一天我们到了天上以后
，there will be no more preaching.
不再有传教。
There will be a lot of speaking. There will be a lot of singing, I should say.
应该有很多的诗歌歌颂。
So let's, you know, train ourselves, you know, to enjoy singing praises to the Lord.
我们需要今天来训练我们自己，让我们来享受来唱诗给神。
How about let's sing this song twice, okay?
我们把这诗歌再唱。主，今天早上我们再次来到你话语的面前。
Lord, we open our hearts to you.
主，我们把我们的心向你打开。
Lord, we just want to abide in you and rest in you.
我们只想安息在你的面前。
Lord, speak to us once again.
主，求你向我们说话。
Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主，求你讲你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 3.
我们一起翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Verse 4 to 10.
第四节到第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 4 to 10.
哥罗西书第三章第四节到第十节。
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先用英文读，我们一同来读中文。
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth.Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil lust and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
我们一起来读，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书
Chapter 4, verse 23 to 32.
第四章二十四节到三十二节。
Verse
23 to 32. 二十三节到三十二节。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Wherefore putting away lying, and speak every man truth with one with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not.Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him the soul steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God,whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
我们一起来读，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。生气却不可犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Last time when I was here, I shared with you a very important truth, that is, Christ is our life.
上一次我在这里分享了一个非常重要的真理，就是基督就是我们的生命。
That day when we are redeemed by Him.
那一天我们被他救赎的时候，
Christ makes home in our hearts.
基督在我们心里，使我们的心完全。
Make home in our hearts.
基督在我们的心里，住下来。
And because of this, we see three very important revelations.
所以我们就看见三个启示。
The first thing is that this world is no longer our place.
第一，这个世界不再是我们的家。
No matter what is going from bad to worse.
不管是从坏到更坏。
We are delivered from a kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
我们从黑暗的国度迁到了光明的国度。
And because of this, even though we are in this world, we are not of this world.
虽然我们是在这个地上，但我们却不属于这个世上。
Therefore, every time we talk about heaven, we talk about eternity. It really uplifts our spirit.
所以每次当我们讲到当我们讲到天。当我们讲到勇士的时候，我们总是能够使我们的灵提起来。
Because we have this eternal hope in the heavens.
因为我们有这个永远的盼望在天上。
Amen.
Amen.
Our hope is in the heavens.
我们的盼望是在天上。
You see, everything in this world today, one day will go away.
今天地上的事情有一天总要过去。
Well, one day, even though we treasure it so much, one day we just need to leave it down.
虽然我们这么珍惜地上的事情，但有一天我们总要放下。
That's why the Apostle Paul tells us.
所以使徒保罗说，测验我们说
，Do not seek the things which are here on earth.
所以不要寻求地上的事情。
Seek the things which are in heaven.
我们要求那在天上的事情。
For what we are on earth are temporary.
地上的事情是暂时的。
But those in the heavens are eternal.
在天上的事情是存到永远的。
Today we are this eternal people.
我们是存到永远的人。
Oh, we have this eternal hope.
我们有这个存到永远的盼望。
And this is a very important first revelation.
这是第一个非常重要的启示。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't see this,
如果我们看不见这一点
we will keep ourselves wallowing in the mud.
我们就会在这个泥里头打滚。
You know, this few weeks we are with, pursuing with a high schooler on the book of Genesis.
我们在跟最近在跟高中生读起创世纪。
We come to the life of Jacob when it's about to come to an end.
我们看到雅各在他生命结束的那一个故事。
When Joseph brought Jacob before Pharaoh.
当约瑟把雅各带到法老面前的时候。
Pharaoh asked him, "How old are you?"
法老说你几岁了。
He said, "The day of my pilgrimage is 137 years old."
我在地上的年日又少又短是120年。
He said, "The day of my pilgrimage."
我在地上寄居的日子。
So today, even though how he is so old already,
虽然他非常的年纪
yet,
非常的年老
yet he feels I'm only a visitor.
他只是觉得说我只是一个寄居的人。
The same thing as his grandfather Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也是这样子。
Abraham so rich a person.
亚伯拉罕是非常的富有。
Yet he only had one possession.
他只有一个产业。
He only bought one possession.
他只是买了一个产业。
Which is a burial plot for Sarah and him.And the rest of his forefathers.
就是他的他给他和自己和撒拉买了一个坟墓。
Because in Hebrew chapter 11 says.
因为在希伯来书第十一章里讲到。
He is looking forward for that city with foundation.
因为他仰望那个不能震动的国。
Where the builder and maker is God.
那个建造这个国的就是神。
Today, brothers, do we see that?
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们看得见这一点吗
？It doesn't mean we only need to live in this world anymore.
不是说我们不需要再活在这个地上。
But brothers and sisters, we are only here as a you know not a resident but a temporary person.
我不是这地上的居民，我们乃是寄居的。
So secondly, second revelation.
第二点。
After we got saved,
我们在我们得救以后
，there is a battle going on in us.
在我们里面有很多的事情发生。
The Lord wants us to have that He might have, the Lord wants us that He will have preeminence in our life.
主要在我们的生命里面作王掌权。
Yet the enemy won't let us go.
但是仇敌不要会放手。
So there's always be fighting.
这里总有一个征战。
But the question is,
这个问题是
which side are you?
你在哪一侧？
Are you on the Lord's side or are you in the enemy's side?
你是在仇敌的这一边，你还是在主的这一边？
The third revelation.
第三点。
It's concerning who is the one the drivers in your life.
在你的生命里，谁是那个开车的
？Christ is the one ready to be the driver in your life.
基督在已经做好了准备，要做你的那个开车的司机。
He's going to take charge of your life.
他需要在你的生活里做王掌权。
But the question is, are you willing to let go?
问题是你愿意放手吗
？You are willing to let him drive your car.
你愿意让他来开你的车吗
？Do you want to let him drive your life?
你愿意让他来操作你的生活吗
？Now, secondly.
第二点
we are talking about the practical application of what Christ being our life.
我们讲到这个实际的操作，就是基督怎么样成为我们的生命。
Firstly, we need to confess our sins.
第一，我们需要来承认我们的罪。
Because if Christ wants to be your life, sin should have no part in us.
如果基督要成为我们的生命，罪就在我们的生命里没有地位。
That's why we need to keep on dealing with our sins.
所以我们需要不停的来对付我们的罪。
Every time we come before the presence of the Lord.
每一次当我们来到主的同在的面前。
We need to ask Lord, is there any hidden sin within me?
我们需要问一问，有在我们里面有隐藏的罪没有
？If there is, then we need to deal with our sins.
如果有，我们需要来对付这个隐藏的罪。
Or we need to let the blood of Christ cleanse us from all sin.
我们需要让主的血来洗净我们过去的罪。
And secondly.
第二点
we need to admit the fact and see the fact that we are not able to be to be that person God wants us to be.
我们需要知道说我们自己是不能够成为神要我们成为的人。
By ourselves, we just have no power.
靠着我们自己，我们是没有这个力量的。
Because as Paul said,
像保罗所说的
，What I want to do, I cannot do.
我想做的，我不能去行。
What I don't want to do, that I do.
我不想做的，我反而去行。
No longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
不是我所做的，是住在我里面的罪，住在我里面的罪做的。
Thirdly,
第三点
，We Christ is the one efficient enough, sufficient enough to take charge.
基督是足够作为来做王掌权的那一位。
So every time we feel so weak,
每一次当我们觉得说非常软弱的时候
，every time we fall into temptation,
每一次当我们陷到试探里的时候
，it is a red light,
就是一个红灯。
Because we are not joined to Him,
我们没有和他连接在一起。
When Christ being our life,
如果基督是我们的生命
，it is not only once in a lifetime matter,
这不是一个这一辈子只有一次的经历。
We need to practice,
我们需要一直不停的来。
Exercise.
来练习。
Let Christ be our life.
让基督成为我们的生命。
One time I was Friday night. A sister came to me.
有一次，星期五的晚上，一个姊妹到我这里来。
He said, "I heard you sharing one time that you are weak."
我听说有一次你交通到你很软弱。
Said, "Brother, do you know that Christ is your life?"
他说，弟兄，你知道吗？基督是你的生命。
Do you know that in you there is a what? There is a spring that floweth up into eternity.
你知道在你的腹中流出活水的活水的泉源，直到永生吗？
In other words, for you not to be weak.
换句话说，你不应该软弱。
You need to always be what? Connected to the main source.
你应该永远和那个源头连接在一起。
And brothers and sisters, this is a daily matter.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个每天的实际。
Because in the old man,
因为在个旧人里面
we are so used to do things ourselves.
我们是这样习惯于照着自己的想法做事情。
But in the new man,
在这个新人的里面
early in the morning we need to practice, Lord, take over.
我们每天早上需要来学习说主你来掌管。
Every decision we make,
每一个所做的决定
Lord, we need to ask, Lord, what have you to say about this?
主你的说法是什么？
You know, obedience,
顺服
is a lifestyle.
是一个生活的风格。
You know, one time Brother Charles Stanley says this.
一个弟兄叫
Charles Stanley
说
He said, obedience is a lifestyle.
顺服就是你的生活的风格。
It is not something, you know, different.
不是一个不一样的东西。
When you eat with your food, with your spoon and fork,
如果你用叉子勺子吃饭
it is your lifestyle.
这就是你生活的方式。
You just do it, you know, very naturally.
你是非常自然地做这件事情。
Today, when we obey God,
今天当我们顺服神的时候
it should be a lifestyle.
这就是我们生活的方式。
Every time we struggle, then something is wrong.
如果我们挣扎，那这件事情是错的。
When Christ wants to be your life,
当基督想，如果基督想成为我们的生命
we need to take it as a kind of a lifestyle.
我们需要把它成为我们生活的方式。
Because since we are in the new creation,
既然我们在新造的里面
then our life of obedience to him should be something that is natural, that is a lifestyle.
我们对他的顺服应该是自然的，应该是我们的生活的方式。
Now today I want to share to you the practical expression of what is a life that is in Christ.
我今天来分享我们的生命在基督里面是一个怎样的实际的表现。
What are the practical expression?
这是一个实际的表现是什么？彰显是什么？
Surely in the new man there are a lot ofExpression of what is in the new man.
在新人的里面有很多的表现
such as having peace,
平安
having joy in the Holy Spirit,
圣灵里的喜乐
or obedience,
顺服
but when we look at the book of Ephesians,
当我们来看到以弗所书的时候
there are certain things that we need to know that as these are the practical expression of the life that is in Christ.
这些有一些在基督里面的生活的实际的表现。
You know, every time we read the book of Paul, especially Colossians and Ephesians,
当每次读到以弗所书和哥罗西书保罗所写的书信的
时候 always the first few chapters he talk about the high revelation.
在头几章他总是讲到那个很高的启示。
Especially the book of Colossians concerning who Christ is.
在哥罗西书讲到基督是谁。
Then in book of Ephesians he talk about Christ is the head of the church and we are members one of another.
在以弗所书里讲到基督是教会的头，我们是互相为肢体。
These are very high revelation.
这是非常高的启示。
Yet afterwards, when we come to chapter 3 and chapter 4,
但是之后我们到第三章、第四章的时候
suddenly Paul came to our daily living.
是突然保罗就来到了我们每天的日常生活。
In other words, if you really want to know the reality of Christ being your life,
如果你真的想知道基督成为我们生命的这个实际
there should be certain kind of expression or living.
我们生活应当有一定的表现。
And the first one I want to share with you is verse 25 of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章第二十五节。
So wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
When we talk about lying, it means falsehood.
如果我们讲到谎言，那是虚谎。
When we talk aboutThe opposite of falsehood, which is the truth.
那虚谎的对面就是真理。
What is the truth?
什么是真理呢？
No, when you look in the Greek meaning of the word truth,
如果你看看希腊文的原文，
it means the reality agreeing with the appearance.
说明说是实际和那个表现是一样的。
In other words, what you see is what it is.
你看见的和实际的是一样的。
If you see and it's not the real thing, then it's false, it's a fake.
如果你看见的跟实际的表现不一样，那就是虚谎。
You know, I had a hobby. I always like to collect bone sculptures.
我有一个习惯，就是喜欢搞那个骨头的雕塑。
Sometimes you feel so fascinated, such a piece of bone, yet they carve it into a flower, into an animal.
能够这个骨头可以被雕塑成花或者一个动物。
And I'm very fascinated with it, so I try to collect.
我觉得这个对它非常的吸引，所以我就收集了一些。
But when you buy this, there is a danger.
但是有一个危险。
Because a lot of them is made in China.
很多东西是中国造的。
Outwardly, it looks like a bone.
外面看起来像是骨头，
but in reality it's hard plastic.
但是里面实际上是个那硬塑料。
So the reality is not what it is.
实际上呢就不是它在实际不是它真实的东西。
That's why the Lord Jesus is very tough with the Pharisees.
所以主耶稣对法利赛人非常的严格。
They love the outward appearance.
他们非常喜欢外貌的表现。
When they go to the temple, they pray so loudly.
他们到圣殿里面祷告非常的大。
For what purpose?
为了什么目的呢？
Is it to praise God? No.
是为了赞美神吗？不是的。
Is it for people to listen to?
是为了让人能够听见他的祷告。
So people will feel, oh, he's so spiritual.
人们就会说他是这样子的属灵。
Well, look how he prays.
看看他是怎样祷告的。
Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't pray loud, okay?
我不是说你不应该大声祷告。
But the thing is, the fact is, they want people to know, to listen to their prayer, but without the inward reality.
但是他们实际上他们是想希望人能够听见他的祷告，但是却没有里面的实际。
When they go fasting,
如果他们在禁食的时候
，fasting is a very good practice, it's a virtue.
禁食是非常好的一个练习。
Yet when the Pharisee,
是一个美德。
So when the Pharisee try to fast,
当法利赛人要禁食的时候
，they try to paint themselves so white.
他们的脸色显得苍白。
So when they go to the public place, they go to the temple, people say, "Oh, he's fasting. Look at this brother."
他就到圣殿里的时候，人会说，你看他在禁食呢。
That's why the Lord Jesus hates this kind of a, you know, falsehood.
所以主耶稣非常恨恶这样子的虚谎。
He said, "You hypocrites."
他说你是些假冒为善的人。
He said, "You honor me with your lips, yet your heart is far away from me."
你用嘴唇来敬畏我，但你的心却远离我。
Today, brothers and sisters, what is our relationship with God?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天跟神的关系是什么呢？
Is it in honesty, sincerity, or is just for a show?
是一个诚实真实的关系呢，还是只是为了一个表现？
When you come to the meeting, is it all because your parents ask you to come, or you want to come?
你来到这个聚会里面，是因为你的父母要你来呢，还是你自己想来？
Are you pray to the Lord? Is it because it's a tradition?If I don't pray, I feel bad, or is really you want to have fellowship with God?
你跟神祷告是因为这是一个习惯。如果不祷告，你会觉得不安呢？还是说你真的想要跟神有交通
？One thing I like about Peter.
我有非常喜欢彼得的一点。
Peter is not a perfect person.
彼得不是一个完全的人。
He always get into trouble because he talks so much.
他因为讲的太多，所以他总是惹麻烦。
He always had his point of view.
Huh?
He always has his point of view.
他总是他自己的观点。
But there's one thing I like Peter. He's honest.
但有一件我很喜欢彼得，他非常的诚实。
And when he, you know, when he denied the Lord three times,
当他否认主三次的时候
he felt so bad about it.
他真的是觉得非常的难过。
That's why when after the Lord resurrected from the dead,
所以当主从死里复活以后
at the Sea of Tiberias, the Lord asked Peter, "Do you still love me?"
主耶稣就问他，你真的在爱我吗？
The Lord asked him three times.
主耶稣问了他三次。
Then Paul, Peter continues to say, "Lord, you know that I love thee."
彼得说：“主，你知道，你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know all things. You know that I love thee."
彼得说：“主，你万事都知道，你知道我爱你。
”In other words, Peter is trying to tell the Lord, "I love you, but I messed up."
他换句话说，主在彼得在跟主说：“主，我真的爱你，但是我的确是做错了。
”But Regardless of what had happened.
不管发生了什么事情。
The Lord commissioned Peter, you need to feed your sheep, feed my sheep, you got to feed my lambs.
你需要喂养我的小羊，你需要喂养我的羊。
And on the day of Pentecost,
在那个五旬节的时候，
Peter is totally a changed person.
彼得完全的改变了。
Because of his honesty and sincerity.
因着他的诚实，因着他的诚实。
God is able to work in Peter.
彼得神就可以在彼得心里面工作。
At the day of Pentecost, he led all the disciples to preach the gospel.
他在五旬节的时候带领所有的门徒来传扬神的福音。
It's totally a different scenario.
这是一个完全不同的光景。
Before the Lord's resurrection, he denied the Lord.
在主复活之前，他否认主。
After the Lord's ascension, he said, "This Christ, whom you have crucified, God made him Lord in Christ."
当主升天以后，他说：“这位你们钉在十字架上的耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督。
”The Lord, Peter was so bold to preach the gospel.
彼得是这样子的胆大来传扬神的福音。
Brothers and sisters, in our relationship with God,
弟兄姊妹，在我们跟神的关系中
，we need to be sincere, we need to be honest.
我们需要来真实，我们需要来诚实。
And for this cause, God is able to work in your hearts.
因着这个原因，神才能够工作。
But that doesn't stop there.
但是不停在这里。
Not only we need to be honest with our Lord.
不光是我们需要对神有诚实。
We need also to be honest with our brothers and sisters.
我们对弟兄姊妹也要诚实。
Yeah, a lot of times when there are conflict in the church.
在教会中有冲突的时候
or misunderstanding,
或者是误会的时候
it's all because we just dwell in falsehood.
因为都是因着虚谎的原因
but we don't want to you know, tell the brother you have offended me, we try to tell all other people except the brother.
我们不想跟这个弟兄说你得罪了我们但是我们却告诉了周围所有的人除了这个弟兄
but look at in Matthew chapter 18.
我们看看马太福音第十八章
Matthew chapter 18 it says here
马太福音第十八章这里讲
Say verse 15, Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother.
他若听你，你就得了你的弟兄。
He said, in other words, if there is some misunderstanding.
换句话说，如果你们之间有误会。
If there is a question between us.
如果在我们之间有分歧。
The first thing you need to do, you need to tell the brother.
第一件所做的事情应该是跟这个弟兄讲。
And if the brother really trespassed or offended thee.
如果这个弟兄真的得罪了你。
Then you need to tell him.
你需要告诉他。
And if he admits, then the Bible says you gain the brother.
如果他承认了，你就得了你的弟兄。
Well, a lot of times we felt like, well, he offended me. He needs to come to me.
我们很多时候觉得说他得罪了我，他应该到我这里来。
If he comes to me, then I forgive him.
如果他到我这里来，我就原谅他。
But the Bible tells us you need to go to him first.
圣经里说你应该去找他。
When you go to him and tell him, then to clear up all this misunderstanding, then you gain the brother.
如果你到他那里去澄清了所有的误会，你就得了你的弟兄。
In the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面。
Honesty and sincerity is a must.
诚实和真实是最好的事情。
Because this is, we are members one of another.
因为我们互相为肢体。
It says you should not lie.
这里说，你们要拒绝谎言。
Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Every time there is a misunderstanding.
每一次都有误会的时候。
Every time there is some conflict.
每一次有冲突的时候。
Then the body of Christ suffers.
这个基督的身体就遭受损失。
In other words.If we want to live a life that is in Christ,
换句话是我们想在基督里生活。
We need to be honest with God and honest to our brothers and sisters.
我们需要对神诚实，我们需要对弟兄姊妹诚实。
This is something very practical.
这是一个非常实际的问题。
Secondly, it says here, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath."
这里说生气却不可犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
A lot of times I had a problem with this verse.
很多时候我们对这句话有问题。
What is to be angry and sin not?
什么是生气不可犯罪呢？
Now, let's come to the word sin first.
我们来讲罪，首先讲罪。
What do you mean by sin?
什么是罪呢？
According to the Greek, it's missing the mark.
根据希腊文说是你错过了那个目标。
Every time you miss the mark, then you sin.
每一次当你错过那个目标的时候，你就犯罪了。
Yeah, let's say it in this way. Every time you do something, you say something, and has a problem with your relationship with God, then you had a sin. You committed sin.
换句话说，每一次你说什么，你做什么，如果是跟神的关系出了问题，那你就犯罪了。
No matter what your reason is,
不管你的原因是什么
，as long as you miss the mark in your relationship with God, then that's a sin.
如果你跟神的之间的关系错过了那个目标，那你就犯罪了。
In other words, after we got saved.
换句话说，当我们得救以后
，we are cleansed by His blood。
我们被他的血所洗净。
Before when we are living in sin，
以前我们是活在罪里。
We are born in sin, we live in sin, and we are going to die in sin。
我们是生在罪里，活在罪里，我们要死在罪里。
So if a person is an unbeliever, when he sins, to him it's nothing。
对，对一个不信的人，犯罪没有什么。
It's like when you are wallowing in the mud。
就像你在泥里打滚一样。
And somebody throw you some more mud. Does it make anything that makes some difference? No。
如果有人往你身上扔泥巴，有什么区别吗？没有。
Because you are already in the mud。
因为你已经在泥巴里。
But thank God。
但是感谢神。
That day when we are redeemed。
到那一天我们被救赎的时候。
We are washed by His blood。
我们被他的血所洗净。
We are cleansed like as white as snow。
我们被洗的雪白，跟雪一样的白。
So every time we sin, there is something, you feel something's wrong。
当我们每次犯罪的时候，我们觉得不一样。
We are allergic to sin。
我们对罪有敏感。
You know, one time I went to a banquet, wedding banquet. wedding banquet.
我有一次我去那个宴席。
I think it's the wedding of brother Philip's son.
是菲利钟弟兄的儿子的婚礼。
Then our brother John was there and we are eating at the same table.
张弟兄在那里，我们在一张桌子上吃饭。
And when they brought out this spaghetti with meatballs,
他们把那个面条带着肉球带出来。
I was so eager to serve the brothers.
我非常的迫切想要服侍
弟兄。But because the meatballs were so big, it rolls out of the spoon and it went to the sauce and it splashed.
那个肉球就从那个勺里滚出来，结果溅到了弟兄的身上。
And unfortunately, two brothers have been splattered with all this spaghetti sauce.
两个弟兄身上就溅了这个面条的酱。
And the first thing they do is start to clean it.
第一件他们所做的事情就开始清理。
Because they're wearing white shirt, then you have this spaghetti sauce. No matter how good it is, it's dirt.
因为他们身上穿的是白色的衬衫，不管怎么样，有这个肉酱，所以就很脏。
Today when we got saved,
今天当我们得救以后
，this is the kind of feeling we have.
这就是我们的感觉。
Yes, we might be weak. Sometimes we sin.
是的，我们软弱，有的时候会犯罪。
But we don't want to dwell in sin.
但是我们不想住在罪里。
But we want to let this thing go away through the blood of Christ.
我们希望借着主的宝血使这个罪离开我们。
This is from the personal our relationship with God.
这就是我们和神之间的关系。
But how about when we see other people sinning?
但是当我们看到别人犯罪的时候
，What is your response?
你的反应是什么
？Surely we are angry with sin.
是的，我们对罪生气。
But the problem is this.
但是问题在这里。
Every time we are angry with this person committing sin, we are angry with this sin. We are also angry with this person.
我们每一次看到这个人生气犯罪的时候，我们对这个人生气，我们对这个罪生气，我们对这个人也生气。
But the Lord Jesus gave us a very good example.
但是主耶稣给我们一个非常好的例子。
He is angry with sin, yet he loved the sinner.
他对这个罪生气，但是他却爱这个罪人。
Remember when he went to the temple?
记得他去圣殿的时候吗
？And everybody was a lot of people was had money changers and selling sheep and oxen.
很多人在那里兑换银钱的，卖牛羊鸽子。
The Lord with his righteous anger overturned the table of the money changers.
主耶稣因着他的公义的公义，他把兑换银钱的桌子推翻了。
He used a whip to drive out those who selling sheep and oxen.
他用一个绳子把那些牛羊赶出去。
He said, "This my house is a house of prayer, yet you make it what? A den of thieves."
我父的殿是祷告的殿，你们却把它变成贼窝了。
The Lord hates this kind of sin.
主耶稣非常恨恶这样的罪。
Because it pollutes God's house.
因为它污秽神的家。
But on the other hand, concerning sinners,
但是对于罪人
He loved the sinners.
他爱罪人。
Then on the cross, he said, "Father, forgave them, for they know not what they do."
在十字架上，他说父赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
In other words, what do you mean by be angry yet without sin?
换句话说，什么是生气却不可犯罪呢
？We need to have a spirit of forgiveness.
我们需要有一个赦免的灵。
A lot of times we don't have the spirit of forgiveness.
很多时候没有那个赦免的灵。
We go to extreme.
我们走到极端里去。
We hate the sin, we hate the sinner.
我们恨那个罪，我们也恨那个罪人。
Or we love the sinner and we overlook the sin.
或者我们是爱那个罪人，所以我们就忽略那个罪。
Today we cannot have this both.
我们不能够有这两点。
We hate the sin, but we love the sinner.
我们需要恨那个罪，但是爱那个罪人。
We need to forgive them.
我们需要原谅他。
Well, and what's the reason we need to forgive them?
什么原因我们需要原谅他呢
？Ephesians says, "Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you."
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
We forgive because God forgives.
我们原谅，因为神原谅。
As I was, trying to contemplate, try to meditate on this verse.
当我在默想这句话的时候
，this hymn just came out from me.
这个诗歌就出现在我。
The amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, should die for me?
奇异的爱 何能如此？我的神为我死。
So, who are we? Who are we in the presence of God?
我们在神的面前是什么呢？
We are just like a filthy piece of rag.
我们就像一个污秽的衣裳一样。
Yet in His mercy, He picked us up, He washed us as white as snow, and made it as His own.
在他的怜悯里面，他把我们捡起来，把我们洗得干净，像雪一样，然后使我们成为他的民。
Today, if somebody has trespassed against us,
如果今天有人得罪了我们，
we need to be ready to forgive.
我们需要预备好来原谅。
Yes, indeed, we need to say he need to repent. Sure.
换句话，虽然说他那个人应该悔改，
but we have the spirit ready to forgive.
但是我们需要个灵要预备好来原谅。
Like as the father towards the prodigal son.
就像那个浪子的父亲。
When he saw his son coming back.
当他看见他的浪子回来的时候。
Repenting of what he had done.
悔改他所做的一切。
The father ran.
这个父亲跑向他的儿子。
Forgive his prodigal son.
原谅了他的这个浪子。
And what recover what he had lost?
把他所丢去的、失去的都还给了他。
Brothers, this is what we need to do today.
这就是我们所要做的。
What is the life in Christ?
什么是在基督里的生命？
A life in Christ is a life of reality.
这个在基督里的生活是一个实际的生活。
Not dwelling in falsehood or mere appearances.
不是活在虚谎里面，只是有一个徒有虚表。
A life of Christ is a life that forgives.
这个基督在基督里的生活是一个原谅的生活。
But continue on to forgive as God also has forgiven us.
能够饶恕人，正如神在基督里饶恕我们一样。
Then we come to the third point.
第三点。
Let no man, verse 28, let no man steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Here there are two things we see here.
这里我们看见两件事情。
A person who live out the life of Christ.
这个从基这活出基督生命的人。
Is a person that is diligent.
是一个非常殷勤的人。
No, we need to be diligent.
我们需要殷勤。
You know Matthew chapter 6. Let's see Matthew chapter 6.
我们来看马太福音第六章。
Verse 26.
He
said, Behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Verse 31. Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we clothe?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
In other words, we should not think about these things.
换句话说，我们不应当来寻求这些事情。
So a lot of people have this misunderstanding.
很多人就有这个误会对这句话。
I won't do anything anymore. I just stay in my house and the Lord will feed me.
我不需要再做任何事情，我就在家里坐着，神就会喂养我。
This is the wrong concept.
这是一个错误的观念。
Because since man sinned, God already said, "Out of the sweat of your brow shall ye eat bread."
自从人犯罪以后，神说你必须要汗流浃背才得以糊口。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10 says.
帖撒罗尼迦
第三章第十节。
帖撒罗尼迦后前书第二章第三章第一。
It's a person does not work. If he does not work, he shall not eat.
这个不做工的人不可以吃饭。
In other words, we need to be diligent.
换句话说，我们需要勤劳。
When worldly people are lazy, we testify as the children of God. We are diligent.
当世界上人懒惰的时候，我们作为神的儿女，我们要见证说，我们应当勤劳。
Today, brothers and sisters, why how come our economy is so bad?
弟兄姊妹，为什么今天现在的经济这么糟糕？
Because there's a lot of people who are just lazy waiting for the social security.
因为很多人非常懒惰，等着那个社会救济。
I'm not talking about old people. I'm not talking about sickly people.
我不是在讲那个老年人，我也不是在讲生病的人。
I'm talking about young people like you. We need to go to work.
我在讲那些年轻人，你们需要工作。
Through working, we show our faith in God.
借着工作，我们表示出我们对神的信心。
You go to summer, go to work.
如果在夏天的时候，你应该去工作
，earn something，
挣一些钱。
This is diligent，
这就是殷勤。
This is exercise，
这就是练习。
This is a virtue，
这就是一个美德。
Today, if we are the same like worldly people who is also lazy, then what are we different from them？
如果我们和世人一样在懒惰，我们和他们有什么区别呢
？But there is a difference here。
但是有一个区别。
Not only we work in order to satisfy our needs。
不光我们工作为了满足我们的需要
we also what? Through our work, then we also help other people.
借着我们的工作，我们也可以帮助那些有需要的人。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20, verse 33.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
It says here very clearly, Paul. Paul is a very busy person.
保罗是一个非常忙碌的人。
He needs to take up a lot of churches.
他需要照顾很多的教会。
Yet this is what he said in verse 33.
在第三十二章说
I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel.
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
Yeah, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessity and to them that are with me.
我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。
I have showed you all things how that so laboring ye might support the weak and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道，应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
What is the purpose of your being diligent?
保罗殷勤的目的是什么
？Not only to support his necessity，
不光是来满足他自己的需要
，but also the necessity of his co-workers，
还有他同人的需要。
Today, brothers and sisters, what should we work?
为什么我们今天要工作呢
？Because we need to support other brothers and sisters.
因为我们需要来扶助其他的弟兄姊妹。
Well, you feel like, well, they don't deserve it.
也许你觉得说他们不配。
Well, let me tell you this.
让我来告诉你。
God forgive us not because we deserve it, but because we need it.
神赦免我们不是因为我们配，而是因为我们需要。
You amen to that, brother?
你对这个阿门吗
？We receive forgiveness not because we deserve it.
我们得到了赦免不是因为我们。
If we deserve, we will never be here.
如果我们真的配的话，我们
如果配，我们就不在。
如果我们配，我们就不在这里。
But thank God, God gave us forgiveness because we need forgiveness.
神给我们赦免，是因为我们真的需要赦免。
Today, brothers and sisters, we give to other people because they need it.
我们给其他人是因为他们需要。
Oh, we are not here to be the judge and the jury.
我们在这里不是做审判官的。
What God gave to us, we are what? We are the stewards of His grace.
我们作为神恩典的接受。
We just need to give and give and give.
我们只需要给给给。
Now, what is the spirit of giving?
这个。
How much should we give?
我们应该给多少呢
？You know, we see in the Old and the New Testament there is a widow who went to the temple.
那在新约里面有一个寡妇去圣殿里。
In compared to those people who are putting a lot of the riches into the treasury.
跟那些富有的人扔进去的钱。
Yeah, he only gave two mites.
他只给了两个小。
Yet the Lord said she gave all that she could.
神说他把他所有的都献上去了。
How much should we give?
我们应该给多少呢
？We give all that we could.
我们应该把我们所有的都给上。
You know, when in Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
路加福音第六章第。
He talked about good measure.
第十六节，他讲到那个上good measure.
Good measure.
是。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Okay.
我们来看到是路加福音第十六第六章
三十八节。
They
give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
你们要给人，就必有给你的，并有十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流，倒在你们怀里。
You know, when we give, we should give fully.
我们给，我们应该是充充足足的给。
You know, in the Philippines, when we buy grains of rice,
我们在菲律宾买米的时候
they don't weigh by kilos.
他们不是用
kilo or pounds, no.
他们不是用千斤来斤来算。
Rather, they use a box.
他们是用一个盒子。
This piece of box, they pour in the rice in it.
在这个盒子里面，他把这个米倒进去。
Then when it reaches about the brim, they use a piece of wood just to slice off.
到了那个边的时候，他就用那个木头把它上面的给
刮下去。Our sister is smiling. You know how they did it in China, right?
这个姊妹笑，因为她知道是这样子。
But what is good measure?
但是什么是一个充充足足的给呢
？According to the right specification.
根据这个定义。
Not too thick, not too shallow.
不是太多，也不是太浅。
You know, some people who like to take advantage of people instead of they don't have the right specification.
很多人为了占便宜，没有那个好的那个度量。
But in you know it should be according to the government specification.
但是应该根据政府的那个规定的那个度量。
But good measure is not enough.
但是好的那个十足的给不是这样。
He said when you pour in the rice, you need to press it.
当你倒的时候，应该是往下摁。
So it will be more compact.
是不能够更加的结实。
Then after you press it down, you need to pour something more and shake it together.
当你摁下去之后，你还要再继续的晃一晃。
And when you shake it together, you see it starts to go down.
你再晃一晃的时候，看到那个米又往下掉。
Yeah, I work in a chemical company. We always like to, we need to weigh.
在我在化学公司工作，我总是需要量
一量。You know, especially powder.
尤其是那个面粉。
Sometimes you it reached the top already.
有的时候已经到了那个
so、
那一杯。
We need to keep on topping. So it needs to go down.
我需要不停的晃一晃，使那个面粉能够再往下降一降。
So we need to what press down, shaken together.
所以我需要晃一晃，然后继续往下。
Yeah.
倒。
往下 ，Yeah.Then afterwards, when it goes down, you need to pour something more.
如果我们还可以继续往下倒。
Until it's what? It's running over.
直到是溢出来。
Today when we give, this is the right kind of a measurement.
今天我们给的时候应该是这样子的度量。
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
连摇带上尖下流的倒下去。
This is the kind of spirit.
就是这样，我们应该有这样的灵。
You know, a lot of times when we look back of the many blessings God has given us.
我们看看过去主所给我们的恩典。
Not only she that the Lord gave us what we need, it's overflowing.
不光主给我们所需要，而且是给的是满满的给。
Brothers and sisters, this should also be our the kind of thing we need to give the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这就是应该我们所给弟兄姊妹的。
Not only a little bit.
不光是只是一点点。
Not only according to your need.
不光是为了你，不是照着你自己的需要。
But shaken together, running over.
而是应该是上尖下流的。
In other words, we need to have the spirit of diligence.
不光是应该有一个殷勤的灵。
And we have the spirit of unselfishness.
而且应该有一个不是一个自私的灵。
And lastly,
最后。
So let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
污秽的话一句也不可出口。
Rather, it says here, but.That which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister grace unto the hearers.
只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Especially when we talk to our brothers and sisters.
尤其是当我们和弟兄姊妹讲话的时候。
Well, you might say, Brother Lawrence, you said we need to be honest. I got to be honest with you.
你说我需要弟兄姊妹，弟兄，我需要跟你诚实。
But brothers and sisters, we need to, you know, look at how we speak.
但是我们要看看我们应当怎样讲。
On the one hand, we reject this evil communication.
首先我们需要那个拒绝那个恶毒的话语。
But being honest with our brothers and sisters,
但是跟弟兄要诚实。
The Bible tells us,
圣经说
in your communication, it should be with grace, seasoned with salt.
是要话语要带着盐，用盐来调和。
A lot of times we have been so frank and straightforward.
很多时候我们是这样子的直接。
It is full of salt.
充满了那个盐。
Instead of edifying, you discourage the person.
没有建造这个弟兄，反而是让这个弟兄灰心。
The salt is very important.
那个盐是非常重要的。
It's for what giving taste to the food.
是让食物能够尝的味道好。
But on the other hand, the salt is good for preservation, take away germs.
另一方面，这个盐能够让那个细菌除去。
On the one hand, we reject sin.
一方面，我们拒绝罪。
We don't compromise with sin.
我们不能够对罪有妥协。
Yet when we are dealing with sin,
但是我们当我们跟罪对付的时候，
especially towards the brothers and sisters,
尤其是对弟兄姊妹，
we need to communicate with them with grace, seasoned with salt.
我们需要对他在话语里用盐来调和。
In other words, there should be what a kind of for one purpose to edify them and to encourage them.
有一个目的就是为了建造他们，为了要鼓励他们。
And by this, not only we will gain the brother.
不光我们这样可以得到这个弟兄。
You know, when we forgive people,
当我们原谅人的时候，
it's a win-win situation.
这是一个双方都赢的一个情况。
You know, there are two enemies of the human soul.
在我们的灵里面有两个敌人。
One is guilt.
一个是愧欠感。
One is bitterness.
一个是苦毒。
When guilt, why? Because we have sinned.
为什么亏欠呢？因为我们犯罪了。
But when God forgave us, the guilt was taken away.
当神赦免我们的时候，我们的那个罪愧疚感就除去了。
But how about the bitterness?
但那个苦毒呢
？Bitterness is something that when we see somebody offended us.
当我们看见人得罪我们的时候
，and we are unwilling to forgive.
我们不愿意原谅。
This bitterness is like a corrosive material.
这个苦毒就像一个腐朽的东西。
It causes you to have a hole in your spirit.
在你的灵里面就会造成一个洞。
That God's grace, God's riches just leak out from this unforgiving spirit.
这个神的恩典就会从这个洞里面流出去。
So therefore, we need to what to take away this bitterness by forgiving.
所以我们就要借着原谅，能够把这个苦毒除去。
So when we speak, we need to speak with grace, seasoned with salt.
所以我们说话的时候，我们需要有恩典，用盐来调和。
On the one hand, we need to point out the mistake of a brother or a sister.
一方面我们指出这个弟兄的错误。
But on the other hand, it should be to encourage them to go on.
另一方面，我们需要鼓励这个弟兄能够往前。
By doing so, we gain the brother.
这样做我们就能够得到这个弟兄。
On the other hand, we are what? Are freed from this bitterness within.
另一方面，我们就不会陷在这个苦毒里面。
Brothers and sisters, what is a life that is in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，什么是在基督里的生活？
A life that is in Christ is living in truth and reality.
在基督里的生活是活在真实的里面，活在实际的里面。
What is a life that is in Christ?
什么是在基督里的生活？
It had a forgiving spirit.
有一个原谅的灵。
What is a life that is in Christ?
什么是基督里的生活？
It's a life of diligence and giving.
是一个殷勤的生命，是一个给的生活。
What is the life that is in Christ?
什么是基督里的生活？
It is a life that speaks for God's grace, encouraging one another to go on.
是说神的恩典鼓励弟兄能够往前。
I believe this is only something very practical.
这是一个非常实际的事情。
But if Christ is your life.
但是如果基督是我们的生命
we need to what? Manifest such virtues in our life.
我们需要在我们的生命生活里彰显这些话。
If we live the opposite,
如果我们活在对面
then Christ is our life is only a slogan, not a reality.
基督成为我们的生命只是一个条幅却不是实际。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神在我们生活有恩典。
And these few words of encouragement encourage us to go daily with the Lord.
用这几句话来鼓励我们 每日的生活。
Always be in contact with this source who is our life.
和我们的生命的源头有连接。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your presence once again.
主，我们早上来到你同在的面前。
We thank you that you are our life.
我们感谢你是我们的生命。
In you there is no darkness at all.
在你里面没有黑暗。
Once again, when we come to your word.
我们来到你话语的面前。
We pray that it expose our inner condition.
你来暴露我们里面真实的光景。
That we will see our real condition before you.
我们能够在你面前看见我们真实的光景。
Oh, that through this exposure that we once again repent before you.
借着这个暴露，我们能够在你面前再一次悔改。
And come back to the place where we need to belong to.
我们能够回到我们所应当站的地位。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主，求你向我们施恩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。